Well, today's Old Testament reading again from Isaiah and our gospel reading from Matthew, they do coalesce in the Advent theme. What Isaiah is predicting is a time of incredible consolation. And as we saw yesterday, he's not predicting this just in the sense of Israel's return from the exile. He's predicting this in a fuller sense, that his word has a meaning that goes way beyond what even Isaiah himself could have possibly thought, to a fulfillment beyond which, Isaiah could not have possibly imagined or expected. It's this fulfillment in Jesus and this fulfillment in the new kingdom. And of course, what we see is, during the time of Isaiah, is this idea of judgment, and that when judgment comes, a recompense will be given in accordance with everyone's deeds. And yet Isaiah sees that there is kind of this mercy on the horizon, a compassion on the horizon that is going to, go beyond anybody's expectations. He just can't sort of put any more concreteness on it than that. But here comes Jesus, and with this very, very simple, parable about the lost sheep and sheep going astray, he concludes, that the Father is so kind, his primary interest isn't in judging people according to their deeds. He has a whole other interest. His interest is to go out and to search for the lost sheep, to bring them back into the fold, no matter what they've done. Even if they've gone way, way astray, he is looking for them, trying to bring them back into the fold. The interesting part about this is the very ending sentence, where Jesus says, in the same way, it is my heavenly Father's desire that not one of these little ones will be lost. The interesting thing, if you kind of do a hermeneutic of that, is that obviously Jesus is talking about sinners, right? We're going to see in Luke's gospel immediately after, right? We're going to see the parable of the prodigal son. And of course, we're going to see the parable of the lost coin. But the key thing that to look at is the word that is used to describe a sinner. Jesus calls a sinner a little one. Like, it's almost with affection. It's almost recognizing the lovability of the sinner. And that's the... It's like this isn't done in the first century in Judaism in that sense. To speak of a sinner as a little one, to speak of a sinner as someone still lovable before God, worth going out and leaving the 99 in the pen and going in search of the 100th, right? This is like a very interesting hermeneutic, a very interesting way of looking at sinners. But it is precisely the way what I think Isaiah is looking at. And though he can't see that this is the good news toward which his word is kind of pointing and which will be the ultimate fulfillment of his word, Jesus gives it that concreteness that I think we should take literally. Even in our sinfulness, we're still little ones who are lovable. We're still worth the Father going out and searching for us and bringing us back in no matter what we've done. And when we come back in, we're accepted back into the sheepfold like the Father accepts the prodigal son back into his family. And that kind of good news, that kind of unconditional mercy, that kind of affectionate vision on the part of the Father, that still sees the belovedness of us in our sinfulness, or any sinner in their sinfulness, no matter what they've done, that kind of vision that wants to seek us out and always restore us and bring us back, that truly is the good news, because that's going to be the rock-solid foundation of our salvation and eternal life with God and unconditional love. Not anything we do, not anything that we deserve according to the judgment of strict justice, but this compassionate mercy, this vision of lovability, this vision of the little one, that's the amazing fulfillment of the words of Isaiah. Nothing could be more precious. Nothing could be more peaceful than that in our eyes. Amen.